Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. This is your host, Alice Fraser, speaking, the Alice Fraser from the dimension you're listening in now. As I'm sure you know, these episodes of The Last Post come into my inbox via a glitch in the space-time continuum, and I share them with you lovely people throughout the week. Can you believe they told me that this show was not marketable? For listeners who can't keep up with a daily serving of divine satire on a Saturday, I, Alice Fraser, give you this roundup of the best moments from the week of Alice Fraser. The other one. Today's episode marks the 28th of November and the 333rd episode of the year 2020, this most revolutionary of leap years. Coming up, you'll be comfortably traversing through the week's news with the stellar cast of Andrew Zaltzman, Josh Gondelman, Nish Kumar, and Charlie George. We kick things off with Monday's episode, episode number 328, as Andrew Zaltzman had the latest on UK Prime Minister and now twice-bitten were-dragon Boris Johnson, in an episode which also contained some high-flying Alice Fraser jokes.
Johnson himself has been attempting to harness his newfound powers, not successfully, as whenever he's acquired newfound powers, things have gone disastrously wrong. He managed to burn down a primary school and the new maternity wing of a hospital just by breathing on them. He then claimed that the maternity wing wasn't needed because most babies just pop out like a crumpet from a toaster anyway. And some of his media seemed to lap that up. But interestingly, Alice, it's actually made him, it's given him a boost in popularity. It's made him more human, counterintuitively, the fact that it's turned out that he is, you know, at least part lizard. Because, you know, people couldn't believe that a human could be that awful. But now that they know that he's part lizard, it makes the human part of him more understandable. It gives him, you know, something that we can all relate to, I guess. So, I mean, this actually could pave the way for a boost for Johnson electorally for whenever the next general election is at some point in the next 100 years.
And now to Tuesday, where tech innovator Josh Gondelman experienced something of a disruption eruption as his ideas flowed like lava through episode 329. The episode also featured some hot Alice Fraser jokes.
First disruption, we have the hype loop. You've heard of the Virgin Hyperloop. This is a guy on a motorbike chasing after the Hyperloop, telling it how good a job it's doing, kind of hyping it up, even though so far it's not very impressive. I think the Hyperloop needs the hype loop. Eventually, obviously, we're hoping to sell this technology to Virgin or Virgins, whoever wants it. Anyone who has not had sexual intercourse is welcome to buy our Virgin Hyperloop. We also have an app called TalkTick. It's the reverse TikTok in that it makes teenagers less famous over time. We've got an app that does full contact tracing. That's not pandemic related. It just lets you know when the men in your life have been to an especially permissive strip club recently, if they've experienced full contact. It traces that. I've started referring to urinating as using nature's streaming app. That's just a fun one for me. I want you to know about. We also at the Gondelman Company have been working on noise-canceling face masks. Now, normally that's not what you want, right? But it's a face mask, so when someone is barefaced in public, they don't hear you muttering, "I can't f***ing believe this shit again."
On Wednesday's episode, number 330, free speaker and fitness guru Nish Kumar exercised his right to talk about not being able to talk anymore. And when I say exercised, I mean exercised. That's a flexitarian, if you know what I mean, and I know you don't. As you'd expect, Wednesday's episode contains some real pushy Alice Fraser jokes.
Parler is basically a place where people have gone because Twitter, apparently, a website that's largely famous for being full of Nazis, is not quite full enough of Nazis. And Facebook, a website which is largely famous for being full of Nazis, is not quite full of Nazis enough. And so Parler has been launched just in case you haven't encountered enough Nazis in your online activities. And Parler really is, I suspect, the tip of an iceberg that spells out the N-word for the new wave of free speech apps. There's also going to be Shit Shack, which is a place where people can just, an online community where people can get together and say that different races are shit. And then why confine it to new apps? Why not start invading existing apps that are completely irrelevant to the purpose of free speech with your misguided notions of what constitutes free speech, in spite of the fact that you're not being oppressed in any way, shape or form? Why not start putting pins in Google Maps to spell out the word packy? Why not do that? Why not do that with your time?
On Thursday's episode, number 331, disgraced yoga instructress Charlie George reported on the new female-dominant society emerging in Poland following the recent abortion ban protests. Naturally, the episode also featured some extremely womanly Alice Fraser jokes.
Turning round hallways really rapidly with empty briefcases has been something that women in the new community have been doing. Pointing.
A lot of pointing.
Interrupting each other and saying they know things. I know things. I know things. Did you know a thing? Giving each other unsolicited feedback on their doing of nothing. Many women have started podcasts during this time. And the podcasts aren't really about anything. They're about just how they spend their days not really doing anything. But they seem to be gaining a huge, huge following. And in fact, there has been a sort of a toxic... something we call toxic femininity, they're now calling, which is where there has been a lot of resentment from the women are essentially objectifying men now that they are responsible for the baby making and a lot of their labour has been outsourced. There has been some degrading of men by the women, causing men to be deeply upset about this and to begin counter-protesting in Poland. So Poland is very much at a standstill right now, protest upon protest.
And to wrap up the week, Andrew Zaltzman returned to regale us with regal news of the latest goings-on in the British monarchy. Needless to say, this episode also included some gentle waving from the wrist by Alice Fraser.
The Queen herself, interesting story coming out about what her Christmas message this year is going to involve. Usually it's a few minutes of fairly drab chat. On an afternoon on Christmas Day, but it's going to be different this year.
She's not.
It's very much been her stock in trade, really, and yeah, it shows that the Queen's drab chat has made her the most popular political figure in this country over nearly seven decades now. But it's going to be a very different Christmas message this year. She's not going to depress people further by saying anything about the events of 2020. Instead, she's going to try to perk up her grieving, grumpy nation by singing a medley of hits, including Up the Junction by Squeeze, Firestarter by The Prodigy. That could be a rather fascinating reboot with a few added cornets in the background. One Is What One Is, her own take on I Am What I Am. Sadly, there will be no reprise of Monarchy in the UK, her famous parody of the Sex Pistols' Anarchy in the UK that she sang so hilariously at a very, very drunken Silver Jubilee party back in 1977.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Finally, your exclusive bonus content this week comes from Alice Fraser herself, with some quite wise and profound musings about the nature of news and truth itself. Well, it's said that in the dark mists of memory, things used to happen and then become news. Now we must hold to the ancient law that in between the preemptive speculation and the immediate post-mortem, somewhere in the fog of hot takes and the signal fires of moral alignment with your side, lies an event. Some say there never was an event, that events are not prerequisite to news. They say, what about front page headlines about reality program stars in reputable papers? They say, what about news stories about breakfast radio hosts? What about morning television? They say, surely these are evidence that there are no events. I say, no, how could we live as we live now if there had not originally been an event? And then news coverage of that event in that order, our twisted wreck of a post-apocalyptic world is built on the bones of that truth, cause, effect, coverage. And that is why this episode of the podcast is brought to you by The Truth. The Truth. It's got to be there somewhere, right?
Well, I don't know. It's hiding itself. I think it's become increasingly shy over the years, The Truth. And it mostly just hides in laboratories now.
Well, as they say, you know, if you have a truth and then you replace one part of the truth, if you replace the handle of the truth and then the blade of the truth, at what point does the truth not become the truth?
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, God, that's getting very philosophical, Alice. I think I'd just, you know, at least, you know, go to sport. At least you get actual truth. You know, 1-0. That's some truth. That's some truth.
Thank you for listening to this roundup episode of The Last Post. If you have not already done so, then why not rate us, leave a review, and buy some merch? You can buy Cut Price Rock/Island 2020 campaign t-shirts, now that The Rock and the Island have won their election. And a brand new Half a Glass of Water t-shirt is in the merch section on thebuglepodcast.com. If I've just spent a whole year selling you half a glass of water every single day and you cannot be bothered buying a t-shirt, I will be so furious. All those episodes are available in the feed. If you'd like to listen to more from this week's episode, or indeed any others, you can still go back, listen to all of them, fill in the gaps, re-listen. I'm sure they improve on re-listening. They're all right there in the feed, prepared for your ears, mind and heart. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and The Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Instagram and Twitter. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or find me at patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. You can subscribe there for free downloads of all of my specials and for all of the latest news from everything Alice Fraser in this dimension. If you go to patreon.com/AliceFraser today, I've just finished doing a live show at the Sydney Comedy Store, and there's an exclusive link just for Patreons, so you can subscribe for $1 a month and get access to an hour of my comedy that I did. I just came back from doing it. Anyway, the executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sidekick and hench thug, the Iron Fist to his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. Use your Sunday restfully or usefully, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.